The weather this afternoon has not been as nice as earlier in the week, but overall the conditions are still reasonably good if you are looking to get outside to get some fresh air. It is cloudier, for sure. We've had some breaks of sunshine come through, but it has been largely dry during the afternoon, so that's certainly good news in terms of trying to get outside for a bit. There is the small chance of a passing shower in just a couple of towns during the late day and early evening hours. Most areas will stay totally dry. And of course, temperatures today are not as warm as the past couple of days, so if you're going to be out, you will probably want to have a jacket with you. And coming up tonight, we'll have variably to mostly cloudy skies. It'll be a relatively mild night for this time of year. Lows will be in the upper 30s to low 40s in most areas, and that'll put us about 5 to 8 degrees above normal low temperature levels. And tomorrow is going to be a stormier day, and it's really not going to be a great day to be outside. So we're looking for clouds and periods of rain, and it's a rather vigorous system that's going to come through tomorrow. That means there are going to be some downpours, and there's even the chance for a few rumbles of thunder, so don't be totally surprised if you hear a clap of thunder during the day tomorrow. And as the system comes through, the wind is going to pick up. It'll be pretty gusty, so the wind may be enough to bring down some limbs tomorrow. Be mindful of garbage cans blowing around and that kind of thing. Temperatures will be in the 40s to around 50 degrees tomorrow. And as the storm kind of evolves later tomorrow, and as colder air comes in behind the storm, there's likely to be a period of snow across the higher elevations, and some of that snow will continue into tomorrow night. So in the mountains, there's the potential for some accumulating snow. And even on Friday, we're going to have some lingering scattered showers, primarily snow showers in the mountains and rain showers in the valleys. And Friday is going to be a windy day with temperatures in the 40s, which is cool for this time of year. And when you tack on that wind, it'll feel even cooler than that. And right now, the weekend weather is looking pretty good overall for this time of year. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, with lows in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, and possible thunder, windy, with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, possible thunder, windy, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, and possible thunder, windy, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, periods of rain, some downpours, and possible thunder, windy, with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, scattered rain and snow showers, windy and cool, with highs in the 40s, and on Saturday, partly sunny and breezy, with highs in the 40s to around 50. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.